This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for December 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, had a second successful orbital mission of its Falcon 9 rocket following a launch at 10:43 a.m. Eastern Time from Cape Canaveral yesterday, the first successful orbital insertion of its Dragon spacecraft about 9 minutes later, and the first re-entry ever by a commercial spacecraft a little after 2 p.m. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden says, "We're witnessing the dawn of a new era. Today was a dramatic step forward." SpaceX and its competitors have been called commercial hobbyists and amateur rocket companies by some lawmakers. It's going to be hard to make those names stick from now on. The National Association of Flight Instructors says it was told by the FAA in a meeting earlier this week that the process by which the nation's flight instructors renew their certificates is under review. The NTSB has harsh criticism for the FAA and the U.S. Forest Service, saying, quote, "public aircraft have been made the orphans of the aviation industry," unquote. Representatives of the U.S. and Brazil have settled on terms of an open skies agreement. USDOT says that in October, there was not one incident of a tarmac stranding of 3 hours or more by a U.S. airline, and flight cancellations for the period were actually down slightly from a year ago. GE's new H80 turboprop engine is building test hours on a Thrush 510G crop duster. And a new civilian jet demo team called Heavy Metal will be out on the airshow circuit in 2011. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, I'll talk with Jim Campbell, who was at Cape Canaveral for the SpaceX launch yesterday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.